Thursday night or Leyom Vav Kislev. Chavis Halvavis, Shar HaTeshuvah. We're in Perek Chi, where he's discussing types of averos for which it's very difficult to do tshuva. He'll discuss in a later perek, what do you do in such cases? What is the person supposed to do? Do you just throw up his hands and be miyaish? So what do you taka do? But here he's talking about, he wants you to avoid averos in the first place. So he's telling you it's very difficult to do tshuva. So his first major category was benod machavero. He says, listen, what do you do? Because you need mechila. Without mechila, you know, it's nothing's going to help. So what do you do if the person dies? What do you do if the person moved and you don't know where he is? What do you do if you don't know who the person is? You did something wrong to many, many people. Let's say the person doesn't want to be mechil you. You're totally in his, you're dependent on his, you know, on his will to be mechil you. Let's say you don't have enough money to pay him back, et cetera. You have a lot of obstacles to overcome when it's been Odom Lachaveiro. He then, on the bottom of Reish Lamed, gives other categories. He says if it becomes a habit, that's the first few lines of the last paragraph on Reish Lamed. When something's a habit, it becomes second nature. So how are you going to stop? Then on the bottom, the last line, he talks about killing someone. And there's different ways of killing someone, right? You know, we think, you know, killing, no one's killing anybody, but, you know, it could be through Lashon. He brings down the story of Doeg HaAdomi. And the story of Doeg HaAdomi, someone ultimately got killed because of Lashon Hara. And if you know about life, you're youngsters, but people talk and people could be goreim. You could be goreim someone to lose a parnasa because of Lashon Hara. He's not talking about Lashon Hara. I'm just saying that the reason this has relevance, his point being that if someone loses, there are things that are not returnable, right? If someone's killed, they're not returnable. They're not. You can't do anything to make restitution. And that's what happened with Doeg. In fact, Doeg started off with is the example of Rechilus. Rechilus, Doeg Adomi is like Mr. Rechilus, and then he ended up actually performing murder. That's really the story, but it's not by accident. That's what Chazalov is trying to teach us here. It's not by accident. In other words, Shaul turned to him and he wanted he said Rechilus on the city of the Kohanim that they helped David, and he said it in such a way that Shaul thought that they had joined a rebellion against him helping David, and he ordered the city of the Kohanim to be wiped out, and the soldiers wouldn't do it. And then he turned to Doeg HaAdomi and he said, you know, if you brought this up, and so, you know, finish the job. And Doeg sort of felt forced, and he did. He went in there and, you know, this is what happens with people. You know, you say, oh, I didn't mean that something bad should happen, but then you find yourself caught up in it. You know what happened with Doeg HaAdomi? He found himself caught up in this Lashon Hara that the person, that the city was in was the hotbed of rebellion, and all of a sudden, you know, Shaul hands him the gun, the sword, and says, it's okay, if they're rebellious, carry out the job, and you know, what's he going to say at this point? So Ataka turned into murder. And, it's difficult, you know, they say if you have to throw someone out of a yeshiva, that's really what you're dealing with. You're dealing with, you know, with as they call it, dinei nefashos. It's not just a nice spin, you know, it is. What's going to happen? You know, what's going to happen if you throw them out? You have to take these things into account. And Hashem keeps a record. So you always have to weigh your actions. Now we're up to line 4, page Reish Lamed Aleph. Umehem, another example of averus for which it's very difficult to do tshuva. Kami shegorim la'abed mamachavero b'halshinu olav el hamelach hareza ein lo tshuva shiratzes chavero im b'mamono im b'paisu osav israpsu l'fon of sheyislach lo v'yimcho lo. Right, he has to get him to be moichel him. You know, he's giving examples of things people do, and it's like easy for them to do, or relatively easy, and it really snowballs and You know, in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know, the system here is very difficult. I'm not sure which parts of the country, just like that in all parts of the country, where, you know, a person wants to build a porch and wants to build a merpeset, and the neighbors don't want, sometimes valid reasons, sometimes they just don't forgive that the other person should do it, because they didn't do it, or they don't have the money, so they work themselves up into a tizzy, and they go and they tell. I'm not getting into the zoning aspect, I don't want to get into that. I'm getting into the aspect that you can cause someone a great loss by, and you don't realize it. Someone needs an extra room, right? He's all crowded, his kids are fighting always, doesn't have shalom bayis, he needs more space, he wants to build out, no one really should care. Obviously, every case is different, meaning sometimes there are valid reasons to object. But in many cases that I know of personally, not personally that it happened to me, personally that I know the story, whether it's in Yerushalayim, everywhere, they make it very hard, and people are very cramped. These apartments were not built with 9 kids in mind. The highways were not built with more than 1 car every 7 families in mind. The streets in Yerushalayim, they were built for horses still. They're not up to the cars yet. And therefore, if 2 cars want to pass each other on the street,
still don't know how they do it.
And the same is with apartments. And therefore, people, they say, I want to build a merpeset. I want to build a, what is it called, merpeset sheirut, just to give me a little breathing space, so that my washing machine doesn't have to be on top of my pantry. Then everybody gets all. Let the guy live. Let people live. Anyway, that's what the Chazal was talking about. And then who knows what could happen because of that. You don't even realize it, and then who knows what with the kids. You know, you have to be very worried about what your actions could lead to. You skin another person alive, and you don't even realize you're doing it. It's good to be mevater, not to care so much. Even if technically you're right, that's a rule. Umeyhem, Misha Bobi Asis Avoilet Ben Mamzer, that's a famous, the Gemara talks about that. A Mamzer is sort of a, I don't know if we think like that, but the Gemara thinks like that. It's well nigh impossible to do full tshuva if the Mamzer exists. Full tshuva wants to wipe the Avera clean. And you can't wipe the Avera clean if the Mamzer, who's the walking, talking Avera in flesh and blood, that's what he is the Avera. And the Gemara says, Ha'ilu b'menu Mamzer is mu'uvas shelo yuchal liskon. Even though, say, well, the Avera has nothing to do with the kid, the Avera is not to have a kid, the Avera is the bia. And I did tshuva. Like, what does it matter if it's a kid? You know, it matters very much, the Gemara says, because the kid is the Avera. And like, you can't do tshuva as long as it's in front of you, as long as it exists. The Avera exists as long as the kid exists. Should you be mispalled that the Mamzer should die? No, you're not allowed to do that. He could be a very firm Jew, he could be a big Talmud Chacham, and he has a greater, you have to honor him greater than you would honor the Kohen Gadol Amoretz. But Lamaisa, he's the Avera. So you got a problem. That's the point of the Chavis Halavas. You can have a Mamzer, Vim Gama Mamzer Holid, Harei Cherposel Otechta Lehispashet, Vein Derech Lachzor Mikayotzer Bitol Zu, Koshinemar Ki Hizimo Vihu Ovoin Plilim Ki Eishia Zavodon Tochel. Because Averas are real. You know, we say, what do you mean? Why is the Mamzer the Avera? The Averas are real. So if they're real, and they take on a physical form, so to speak, you got a real problem. Next case, V'omar Bashem Bagodu Kivonim Zorim Yoladu Umehem Od is Lashon Hara Kihirgu Lashon Ladab Lashon Gnai B'nei Odom. Someone who has a nice word to say about everybody. Sheni Yochel Ladas is Adover Machmas Ribuyo. He can't ask the Mechila. According to the Chofetz Chaim, you actually have to go over to the person and tell him that you talk Lashon Hara on him, and then he asks a Mechila, and it's very, very hard to do, to say the least. But according to Chofetz Chaim, you have to do that. And you don't even know who you talked about. And even you talked about people. We say it very easily. We talk Lashon Hara about Dati Lumi people, about Lubavitchers, about people that live in Borough Park, about Haredim. So you don't know who to ask Mechila from. So that's what he says. It's very difficult to do tshuva for that. Who knows who he talked about? That's Hashem. It's written in the big book. Nothing's forgotten. I'm not going to translate the psukim. It'll take too long, and you don't know the psukim anyway. The point is, the pasuk compares lashon hara, bagnus, on people, imagneva ba'asiyos ha'isurin, meaning niyuf, eshosish. Ka'omro vishper eriyos, seilu ve'emes lo yudaberu. Okay, we'll stop here.
Is it Lashon Hara when you say something about yourself?
The people like to say yes, but I have many riots for the Sefer Chofetz Chaim that it's not.
This sounds like that would have been Lashon Hara. If you have to go tell someone you spoke Lashon Hara on him, then you just said Lashon Hara about yourself.
But there's no Issa Lashon Hara on yourself.
What?
There is no
Issa Lashon Hara. Right, that's why I was asking. So it sounds like that would be...
Yeah. It's really not even Mestavra. If you realize Lashon Hara is Benodim Lachavero, so there's no Issa Lashon Hara on yourself. People like to say over a story for the Chofetz Chaim... There's rayas from the Sefer that there's no Issa Lashon Hara in yourself. I have many rayas from the Sefer itself. Okay, we're going to learn.